Obama won the support of Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania. Casey is a centrist Democrat, popular in his home state, who might help Obama in Pennsylvania's presidential primary on April 22nd. Casey told supporters at an Obama rally in Pittsburgh that Obama would set the country on the right path if he's elected president in November.
A path, first of all, of change, a path of a new kind of politics, a path, and finally a path of hope and healing. And I believe in my heart that there's one person who's uniquely qualified to lead us in that new direction, and that is Barack Obama.
Public opinion polls continue to show Hillary Clinton in the lead in Pennsylvania. Clinton is counting on a big win there to keep alive her hopes of winning the Democratic Party nomination. The lengthy and increasingly bitter nomination fight has some Democrats worried that the party may have trouble unifying behind a candidate in time for the November election. National Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean urged both candidates and their supporters to tone down the personal attacks that have intensified in recent weeks. Dean spoke on CBS television.
We do need to keep in mind that personal attacks now often do have the seeds of demoralization later on. So I want to make sure this campaign stays on the high ground.
Recent polls suggest a sizable number of Democrats might be open to supporting Republican John McCain, depending on who emerges as the Democratic nominee. Both Obama and Clinton have acknowledged the concerns about party unity in some recent campaign appearances. Obama spoke in Pennsylvania.
The truth is that I think this has been a great campaign, a great primary season. It's been hard, it's been tough, but it's been hard and tough because both Senator Clinton and I understand what is at stake, how important this race is, how important the next presidency will be to the American people and to families right here in Pennsylvania.
Clinton also tried to ease concerns during a rally in North Carolina.
When this contest is over and we have a nominee, we're going to close ranks. We're going to be united. And I have no doubt about that, because the most important goal is for us to put a Democrat back into the White House next January.
At least one prominent Democrat is suggesting that the time to close ranks is already at hand. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont told public radio there Friday that there is no way for Clinton to catch Obama in the delegate count, and that she should step aside and support Obama. Leahy previously announced his support for Barack Obama. Clinton has said she believes the voters should have a say in the 10 remaining nominating contests that will last into early June. Meanwhile, the presumed Republican nominee, Senator John McCain, continues to be overshadowed by the Democratic race. McCain is about to embark on a campaign tour aimed at reintroducing him to the public and emphasizing his long experience in foreign policy and national security issues. The McCain campaign is also releasing the first television ad of the general election campaign, recalling the Arizona Republican's courage as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for 5.5 years.
John McCain, the American president Americans have been waiting for.
McCain is also focused on fundraising for the upcoming general election campaign and has slowly begun the closely guarded process of choosing a vice presidential running mate. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.